Milton Ash stretched slowly and magnificently to the tune of cracking joints and a chorus of grunts, and then glared at Peter Bogart, Ph.D. "Say," he said, "I've been at this for a week now with just about no sleep. How long do I have to keep it up? I thought you said the positronic bombardment in vac chamber D was the solution." Bogart yawned delicately and regarded his white hands with interest. "It is. I'm on the track." "I know what that means when a mathematician says it. How near the end are you?" "It all depends." "On what?" Ash dropped into a chair and stretched his long legs out before him. "On Lanning. The old fellow disagrees with me." He sighed. "A bit behind the times, that's the trouble with him. He clings to matrix mechanics as the all in all, and this problem calls for more powerful mathematical tools. He's so stubborn." Ash muttered sleepily, "Why not ask Herbie and settle the whole affair?" "Ask the robot?" Bogart's eyebrows climbed. "Why not? Didn't the old girl tell you?"
"You mean Calvin?"
"Yeah, Susie herself. That robot's a mathematical whiz. He knows all about everything, plus a bit on the side. He does triple integrals in his head and eats up tensor analysis for dessert." The mathematician stared skeptically.
"Are you serious?"
"So help me. The catch is that the dope doesn't like math. He would rather read slushy novels. Honest. You should see the tripe Susie keeps feeding him. Purple Passion and Love in Space.
Dr. Calvin hasn't said a word of this to us."
"Well, she hasn't finished studying him. You know how she is. She likes to have everything just so before letting out the big secret."
"She's told you."
"We sort of got to talking. I have been seeing a lot of her lately." He opened his eyes wide and frowned.
"Say, Bogey, have you been noticing anything queer about the lady lately?"
Bogart relaxed into an undignified grin.
"She's using lipstick, if that's what you mean."
"Hell, I know that. Rouge, powder, and eyeshadow, too. She's a sight. But it's not that. I can't put my finger on it. It's the way she talks. As if she were happy about something." He thought a little, and then shrugged.
The other allowed himself a leer, which, for a scientist past 50, was not a bad job. "Maybe she's in love."
Ash allowed his eyes to close again.
"You're nuts, Bogey. You go speak to Herbie. I want to stay here and go to sleep."
"Right. Not that I particularly like having a robot tell me my job, nor that I think he can do it."
A soft snore was his only answer. Herbie listened carefully as Peter Bogart, hands in pockets, spoke with elaborate indifference.
"So there you are. I've been told you understand these things, and I am asking you more in curiosity than anything else. My line of reasoning, as I have outlined it, involves a few doubtful steps, I admit, which Dr. Lanning refuses to accept, and the picture is still rather incomplete."
The robot didn't answer, and Bogart said, "Well?"
"I see no mistake."
Herbie studied the scribbled figures.
"I don't suppose you can go any further than that?"
"I daren't try. You are a better mathematician than I, and, well, I'd hate to commit myself." There was a shade of complacency in Bogart's smile.
"I rather thought that would be the case.
It is deep. We'll forget it." He crumpled the sheets, tossed them down the waste shaft, turned to leave, and then thought better of it.
"By the way," the robot waited. Bogart seemed to have difficulty. "There is something. That is, perhaps you can—"
He stopped. Herbie spoke quietly.
"Your thoughts are confused, but there is no doubt at all that they concern Dr. Lanning. It is silly to hesitate, for as soon as you compose yourself, I'll know what it is you want to ask."
The mathematician's hand went to his sleek hair in the familiar smoothing gesture.
Lanning is nudging 70, he said, as if that explained everything.
I know that.
And he's been director of the plant for almost 30 years.
Herbie nodded.
Well, now, Bogart's voice became ingratiating. You would know whether he's thinking of resigning. Health, perhaps, or some other.
Quite, said Herbie, and that was all.
Well, do you know?
Certainly.
Then, could you tell me?
Since you ask, yes. The robot was quite matter-of-fact about it. He has already resigned.
What?
The exclamation was an explosive, almost inarticulate sound. The scientist's large head hunched forward.
Say that again.
He has already resigned, came the quiet repetition. But it has not yet taken effect. He is waiting, you see, to solve the problem of, myself. That finished, he is quite ready to turn the office of director over to his successor.
Bogart expelled his breath sharply. And this successor, who is he?
He was quite close to Herbie now, eyes fixed fascinatedly on those unreadable dull red photoelectric cells that were the robot's eyes. Words came slowly. You are the next director.
And Bogart relaxed into a tight smile. This is good to know. I've been hoping and waiting for this. Thanks, Herbie.